The new strategy proposed by the Environmental Working Group, or the EWG, to address the toxic forever chemicals known as PFAS would mobilize multiple government agencies not only to mitigate PFAS pollution, but also to safeguard public health and clean up PFAS-contaminated sites. John Reeder, the Environmental Working Group's Vice President of Federal Affairs, said that despite important strides to address the dangers of PFAS chemicals to the American public, significant work still remained.
The contamination crisis from the forever chemicals known as PFAS is far from over, despite the Biden and Harris administration's strides in implementing its government-wide plan to combat PFAS. In fact, EWG's map of PFAS in drinking water shows that over 130 million people receive drinking water contaminated with PFAS. The more EPA and the states look, the more they find.
PFAS chemicals are toxic at extremely low levels and are known as forever chemicals because they do not break down once released into the environment and can accumulate in the body. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has detected PFAS in the blood of 99% of Americans, including newborns. Even very low doses of PFAS have been linked to immune system suppression, and studies show that exposure can increase the risk of cancer, harm fetal development, and reduce vaccine effectiveness. Scott Faber, EWG Senior Vice President of Government Affairs, said that there are a number of things the federal government can do to reduce the harm of PFAS, like
ending needless uses of PFAS, in particular by ending the use of PFAS in food packaging and food contact substances, by ending the use of PFAS in cosmetics, by ending the use of PFAS in pesticides and their containers, by ending the use of PFAS in fluorinated plastics, by ending the use of PFAS in fracking fluids. These are just some of the examples of the ways that the federal government can help end the needless use of PFAS in the things we bring into our homes and businesses or to make other things we use.
Among other things, the proposal suggests that the Department of Defense ensure safe drinking water for affected communities, end the use of PFAS in firefighting foam, and increase funding for cleanup efforts. It also calls on the Environmental Protection Agency to double funding for PFAS programs, enhance protection for air, water, and food, and enforce stricter controls on industrial discharges. Additionally, the Food and Drug Administration is urged to permanently ban PFAS in food packaging, set limits on PFAS in foods, and assess safer alternatives for drugs and medical devices. Melanie Benesch, EWG Vice President of Government Affairs, said that the government should set limits for the release of PFAS chemicals under the Federal Clean Air and Clean Water Acts.
We need to use those laws to address the PFAS problem where it starts, which is with the polluters. We also need to do much more to hold these polluters accountable for the harms that they have caused, including increased enforcement when polluters break the law, and also greater access to justice for the harms that they have caused for people in those communities that have been most greatly affected by the PFAS contamination crisis.
You can find the full proposal online at EWG.org. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.